WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Good morning.
And now.
Oh, man, that hurt.
I was doing too much Macho Man earlier.
I know. That sounded like you pulled something.
And now.
There
see,
you go.
That's all wife, I got this the week. Wife's up and going, so you're good to go. You can give a good holler this morning. It's 7:41, folks. That's good. It's time for your topic. What did I just say? Let's get to it. Good Lord.
It's it.
It's your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Harbor. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door when you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant, and they're local, man. Specialite, Decatur, and Benton Harbor. What makes absolutely zero sense to you? Zero. It doesn't make any sense. I don't understand it. I don't get it. Huh? What? I don't get it.
What?
For me...
Occasionally?
Yeah.
My wife.
That doesn't
make sense.
Any sense to me. None. Doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever.
What?
What are you? I don't get it. No, mine for me, what makes zero sense to me is why, and I'm sure there's an answer to this. I'm sure I could Google it, but I still don't understand why we have cents. Like why something is $4.76. Why something is $4.99. Why is just, I think we'd all be at a place where either just put the taxes on it enough to where it's like an even $5. I don't want change. I hate change. I hate having change in my pocket. There's literally just jars of it around my house. It does not make sense to me why at this point in 2020 we can't just say, okay, look, it's $4.99. No, now it's $5. I'm not going to lose sleep over a penny, okay? You know what I mean?
There was a time not too long ago where they were legitimately considering getting rid of the penny.
It costs more to make than it's worth. I don't understand it. So, like, and you see something like, oh, it's $9.95. Just round it up to $10, you know? And unless that's something with our psyche that we don't understand and it's like a marketing thing, I honestly don't know. But I just don't get, it does not make sense to me that we just don't round everything up.
It's one of those old school things, man, that they just keep holding on to. They're just like, no, we're not going to get rid of it. It is. It's a hassle. It's just one of the main reasons why I never have cash. I never carry cash on me. I always have a card.
Yeah, just
I put all my cash into a bank, and I let them figure it out.
Because, like, here's one of my favorite things around here, and I'll be honest, I didn't see it. I didn't notice it until I moved up here, and I'm sure it's other places, but, like, it's all just with beer or liquor. It's, a six-pack. $7 out the door. The OTD, that's what I look for. And like, that's perfect, okay? I can walk in there, $7. We don't need to do any math. Just here's the $7. Give me my six pack and then we're gone. I love that out the door. And they got that figured out. Or, you know, you can get two 40s. You can get two Colt 45s. It's $4 out the door. I love that. The out the door price should be implemented on everything. Yeah.
You know what would fix that? Everything goes digital. You think that will ever happen? Paper money just gone. They're like, you know,
I think
it's
so.
Not worth anything.
Probably
you can start
not.
Wiping with it if you want.
Yeah, probably not in our lifetime, but I'm sure at some point. Maybe it will in our lifetime. Maybe if we're lucky enough
I hope it does.
Yeah.
It's so easy. You just scan a thing and it takes care of it for you. I don't know why everybody doesn't do that.
Yeah.
The card thing, they make it easy now with a little chip. You just put a number in, boom, boom, you're out the door. You don't have a guy counting pennies, you know.
Yeah, I hate it. It's like, oh, here's your change. It's like, thanks. That'll bother me for the rest of the day, just bouncing around in my pocket. And then it'll end up in the bottom of the washing machine because I'll forget to take it out of my shorts, for God's sakes. Just round the damn price up, for God's sakes.
The only thing I need a penny for is to put on the railroad track.
Yeah, it's so flat. It's so flat. Just so stupid. So dumb. Anyway, what did, besides your wife, do you got anything that makes zero sense to you? Anything at all?
Let's take a break. Let's take a break and we'll come back. I got a good one here for you.
All right, we'll do that. If you want to get it on the conversation, what makes absolutely zero sense to you? Comment on Facebook or give us a call, 925-WIRX. We'll be back with more on the Plan B Morning Show. Stick around.
Rock 107 WIRX. Revolution Radio. Everything
that rocks.
Hey, good morning. 7:53, Brock Hunter, your special light topic of the day today. What makes absolutely zero sense to you? I don't get it. I don't understand. It does make zero sense.
It used to. I thought it used to. It doesn't anymore, though. And I'm going to tell you, there's people out there that believe in it, and I'm going to say, I don't know. I'm talking about ghosts. Talking about ghosts, Brock. Doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah?
So you die, and you hang around. You're floating around. And now you just want to scare everybody.
Yeah.
You know, like that's like your first initiative. Like, yeah, I'm going to float around and scare Bob over here. Like, you live your whole life. I just don't get it. And there's no proof of ghosts. Just like there's no proof of aliens. But I can wrap my brain around aliens a little bit more than I can with ghosts.
Yeah, where's all the friendly ghosts? Where's, like, all the Caspers, huh? I want a friendly ghost.
Where's the ghost with the Abercrombie shirt on that's got, you know, clothes from the buckle? Because there's people that have died recently. Why do they always got to be old, like, top hat wearing ghosts?
Where's the hot ghost with the big fake boobies? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Where's that hot MILF ghost that just wants to haunt me with things?
I just love all the stories. All the stories. And, you know, something moved. I went down here and I heard something in the attic moving. It's always in the attic. Yeah, you know, something was up there. It was moving around. And I went up there and it was weird. The dresser was like, you know, it was moved a foot from where it originally was.
Where's that hot MILF ghost that's going to give me a hand jibber in the middle of the night?
Why do they always got to be scaring people? Why can't they, you know, help out a little bit? Like, hey, don't worry about that dresser. I got it. I'll move it for you. You know, the friendly ghost. They're onto something with Casper.
Yeah. Where's the hot friendly ghost? Oh, that's a good one. I like that. What makes absolutely zero sense to you? Let's take a phone call here. WIRX, hello.
Yeah, I'm a topic for the day.
Yeah.
What doesn't make sense for me is Snapchat. Why do we send pictures that only last 10 seconds? And it's like, oh, well, can't look at that ever again.
Unless you screenshot it, then you can check it out. Any social media in general, TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, it doesn't make sense to me. Doesn't make sense to me. All right, buddy.
And then as far as that price thing being like $9.95, that is a business model, psychological thing. They say people are less likely to buy something for $10 than $9.99.
Then you know what? We deserve to have change in our pockets because we're morons. Because that's just the stupidest thing in the world. Ah.
Oh yeah, no, people are stupid.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, I'm gonna tag onto that one, man. If you're setting up your phone and pointing at it and lip syncing into a video and moving your shoulders around. Yeah, you're 7. You're 7 years old. That's what 7-year-olds do.
Yeah, doesn't make
sense.
You're
a grown adult. Grow up. Quit setting your phone up.
I'm going to take a selfie. Yeah, selfies make zero sense to me. Zero sense. We got some great answers on Facebook. What makes absolutely zero sense to you? Blake said paying ridiculous amounts of money for in-game cosmetic stuff, like skins and everything. I'm right there with you, man. Like, people, like, they'll do a relaunch or they'll launch a game, like, pre-order. Oh, and if you pre-order now for an extra, like, $40, you can get this custom skin. Like, who cares? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, it was going to happen regardless, though, Brock. The games aren't cheap to make anymore. They got to make money somehow. I mean, I'm not going to be on board with EA. What EA was doing is ridiculous. But, yeah, I guess we're not making Mario games anymore.
That's true.
Side-scrollers. A little bit different.
Sadie had a good one. She says, when I shop online and cringe when I see the $13 shipping price, and then I go on Amazon and buy the same thing for $20 more, but with free shipping.
Yeah.
Wait. What's that shipping price? No. I'm not doing that. Oh, look, free shipping, even though it's included in the price.
I hate it when they do it with the expensive. So like a $500 item. They're like, we'll give it to you for $99.
Yep.
Then you get to the shipping, and it's like $200.
Yeah. It's like, when I was looking at mini bikes, it's like, why? I'd pay an extra $150 just for shipping. It's like, no, I'll just go drive an extra 2 hours to pick it up.
Yeah.
Elijah said, what makes zero sense to him? Hunter most times, especially during sports.
Yeah, you bastard.
Mike said, how we still have jobs. That's a valid one. It does not make zero sense to me either, that you and I still have jobs.
This is very true. I think they're pushing towards it, though. I'm in my basement hanging out. They're like, we'll slowly put the foot on the throat, you know.
What makes absolute zero sense to Rick? He said, why there's expiration date on water.
There is?
Yeah. If you look at it, there's expiration. It can go bad eventually, I'm sure.
Even if it's bottled, huh?
I guess so, yeah. Yeah. Brandon said man buns and dudes wearing tight jeans make zero sense to him.
Yeah.
We'll end with Sam's. Sam had a good one. What makes absolutely zero sense to him? He said hot dogs, 10 per pack, hot dog buns, 8 per pack. Why have we not figured it out? It's 2020. For God's sakes, just even it up. It's like, I got two extra hot dogs. What am I going to do with these hot dogs?
They should just package them together.
Yeah.
Why can't you just get the bun and the hot dogs together?
We'll never know, Hunter. We'll never effing know. Yeah.